tell us about your approach to scripture, devotionally, but then also like how you prepare for sermons as well. Tell us about why the Bible is important to you.
Yeah, the Bible is the love of my life, is the Bible. I love the Bible so much. And the miracle is when I first started, 40 years ago when I first met the Lord, which was actually just 40 years ago last summer, and my youth group, really on fire Presbyterian youth group, they told me the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. It was a very campus crusade-oriented youth group. We were all involved with the Bill Wright's Campus Crusade, all of his literature, and it was evangelism of the Bible, evangelism of the Bible, evangelism of the Bible. So that's, I thought that was normal. So that's what I did, evangelism of the Bible. But the Bible was so boring, and I would read it, and I just thought, oh, this is going to be horrible. And I've probably stayed in that mode, I'm guessing, 5 years plus, maybe longer. But the Bible was so boring. It was so confusing and so boring. I used to say, God, I love you. I just don't like the Bible. If you could have made this more interesting, I would really be an avid student. So I never thought I would love the Bible. And now it's, you know, take that 5 years away, and then the 35 years after that, or whatever the amount is. I love the Bible, which I'm so grateful I do, because I don't take that for granted. I'm grateful because that's the grace of God. And there's millions of believers who do, but it's a gracious thing if you hunger for the Bible. Well, the Bible is the plumb line of truth. It's like I like to say that the chariot, I got this from someone, I don't even know who, the chariot the Holy Spirit rides best in is called the Word of God. And I love to tell people as they want to move in the power of God or they have dreams, visions, they have to stay in the boundary lines of the written Word of God. If they get out of the boundary lines of the written Word of God, I'm not interested in it. I don't even care what angel appeared and said what. That does not interest me. The angel might even told you something true. I mean, you know, there's millions of angels and they all have names, I assume. But those names aren't in the Bible. I mean, you've got Gabriel, Michael, but millions of names of angels aren't. Those are still true, their names, but they're not in the Bible. So when someone tells me, you know, some heavenly mystery or something I saw in a dream, I go, I'm not even interested. If it's not written in the Bible, even if it's true, even if an angel has that name, I don't care. It means nothing to me. And I'll figure out his name on the other side and we'll be friends, I'm sure. But for now, I'm not even interested. So it's the boundary lines. And of revelation, it's the boundary lines of how we live our life. It's the boundary lines of how we build the community, the local church. It's the boundary lines of how we approach ministry. But it's the clarity of who God is. It's the boundary lines of how we see Him and understand Him. And so we call IHOP a singing seminary because we want all of our singers and musicians to be trained in the Bible. We want them to sing the Bible, love the Bible. And even though it's a little rough on them on the front end, some of them, because I understand that when I was 18, 19, 20, I did not like the Bible at all. I liked it theoretically, but I didn't like reading it. I just say, stay with it, because we want singing theologians. We want people who sing to know the book of Romans, to know Colossians, to know Philippians, Ephesians, to know those apostolic truths, to know the Gospels. And so the Bible is so, the living word and the written word. Jesus is the living word, the written word. They're just completely unified. And so I love the living word. I love that man who's fully God, fully man. But the Bible is the holy transcript of his soul. It's a written form of what that man's thinking. And I just love those two together.